This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This morning, we'll hear from International Marketing Representative for the Illinois Department of Agriculture, Bobby Dowson. Bobby and I had a conversation about the Illinois Dairy Tour taking place this week.
The tour started Sunday. They're all international participants, mainly dairy producers from abroad. We've got some from Dominican, Mexico, Thailand, and we actually have two from Nepal, which is a new country for me. And they come here to learn about the dairy industry and byproducts. Anything that will make their operations better back home is what they're interested in. We travel through Illinois, condensed tour, and end up at the World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin, the largest dairy event in the world. So we have so far visited farms and agribusinesses. We visited Rolling Lawns Farm in Greenville, very high-producing, high-type dairy operation. Ships their milk to prairie farms. And then in the afternoon, we visited Trow Nutrition, a specialized feed ingredient company. They do have a lot of good dairy products. And then this morning, the visit was University of Illinois Dairy. They learned a lot about nutrition, reproduction, genetics, and so forth. So that's just the first half of the tour. We have two more days left.
So it sounds like a very exciting and educational opportunity for everyone on the tour. Have you had a pretty good response from everyone that's been with you so far this week?
Sure. With the Dominicans that are here, they have imported dairy genetics from the United States for several years now, looking to import more. And actually, an add-on to that, I dropped these people off at the World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin, and I have to hightail it back to St. Louis. I've got a group of Dominican guys come in to buy breeding pigs, so I don't get to stay at the expo with them to take them around to see the technology. Amparo Garza Lang from our Mexico office will be with them at the expo to take them around. But there's guys looking at buying genetics, whether it's live animals, semen embryos. They're looking at buying feed ingredients and equipment. So, yeah, we usually average close to $1 million in sales from each tour. The dairy tour we do every other year. So 2015, the next tour will be 2017.
So this sounds like something great for the Illinois economy and definitely is increasing our export sales.
That is correct. We also do a pork industry tour in June en route to the World Pork Expo. And we just did, last week we finished the Illinois grain industry tour. We had about 40 grain buyers in from around the world, and they usually get lots and lots of sales off of that. We had a group from Taiwan in just 2 weeks ago. Governor Rauner met with them, and they purchased or they signed letters of intent to purchase about $261 million worth of Illinois corn and soybeans. So it's all great for the economy, low cost. A lot of these participants buy their own airfare and then pay a fee, and then we provide them with motor coach and hotel and meals and so forth. So it works out pretty well.
Does the department invite them to come on this tour, or how does that work?
That is correct. We have a two functional foreign offices. We've got one in Mexico City, covers all of Latin America, the Caribbean, Central Mexico, Caribbean, Central, and South America. I'm Carl Barzalan, is the trade director there. We've also got Haley Hugh, who is the trade director in our Hong Kong office, covers all of Asia. So they recruit, they send out recruitment letters and information to the dairy associations of several countries to recruit these buyers. So it helps them as well. They make better use of their time. They're coming to the World Dairy Expo, and we have a short condensed tour, and so they get to come and see farms and agribusinesses they normally would not. They would just see trade show stands. So it's really beneficial to both us and them.
This tour takes place every other year then?
That is correct. Normally, unless we have a huge response, dairy in Illinois, honestly, is the top, 20, maybe 25. We are the number one soybean producer, number one corn producer, number four hog producer. Those tours are annually. The dairy tour is usually every other year, unless with a huge response that wants to do it every year. So it just depends on what the road can stand, I guess.
Once again, that was Bobby Dowson, International Marketing Representative for the Illinois Department of Agriculture. If you're interested in learning more about the dairy tour, join us during the noon farm show to hear more of my interview with Bobby. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.